It's time now for Heart to Heart, brought to you by Zunich Advisory Services. Here's Jackie LeBeau.
Good morning, everybody. Ooh, it's chilly out there. So I know some of you are going, oh my gosh, did you hear that weather forecast? It's 24 degrees and record lows. But hey, listen, we don't have a couple feet of snow outside just yet. So things are good. It's sunny and brisk. And so get out there and enjoy it. In fact, my husband is out there right now pulling the fountain out of our pond because, you know, those record lows means we're going to have a lot of ice on that pond. And we were talking this morning that if we don't get that fountain out, it's going to be stuck in there all winter, and we don't want that. So he's out there in this breezy, cold stuff, paddling around the pond in his little boat, pulling that fountain out. So cross your fingers he doesn't fall in. I told him, no falling in this morning. You know, there'll be hypothermia, and I'm not there to pull you out. So this morning, everybody, we're going to have a fun show. We have a great gal on. Her name is Yolanda Steinhauer, and she has a business called Yolanda's Works of Art. And Yolanda is an animal lover, an artist, and a photographer. In fact, she specializes in animal photography. And we're going to talk a little bit about that this morning with our animal theme. Her passion is using her artistic skills behind the camera to capture God's most precious gifts, which are our animals. And Yolanda has been an artist her entire life, as she probably popped right out of the womb drawing things, for all we know. And from as early as 6 months of age, she had a very strong connection with animals. So for some reason, they just seem to gravitate towards her. And you know how that is with animals. They find us. They find the people that love them and who can help them. And so obviously, they have found Yolanda. She picked up a camera as a teenager, and she just couldn't put it down. So she definitely was drawn to photography as well. And later in life, after having her daughter, she returned to school to become a graphic designer. Today, she's still a graphic designer and enjoying designing, but photography is really her first passion. So why not combine the two? And voila, in 2013, she did. And her business was born, Yolanda's Works of Art. So she's here today. She also, let me just tell you briefly, in her spare time, she enjoys spending time with her husband and daughter and Spices, their cat. She loves to read, play games, and do crafts, and she's always on the lookout for that next opportunity to capture something beautiful, an artist true to the core. So good morning, Yolanda.
Good morning, Jackie. Thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm so excited to have you on here. You know, it's funny, just having the announcement on my Facebook and all of my social media, I already have a client who's talking about using you. She said, oh my goodness, I just saw Yolanda was coming on your show. She said, I've been looking for a photographer, somebody to take pictures of our dog, Mazzy, who is just a gem. Aww. And she may be calling you. So if you're out there, too, and you're thinking, oh, my gosh, wouldn't that be wonderful to have some photographs of our animals, now you're going to know who to come to. Because I have to tell you, we've had photographs taken in the past, and there's a real art to it, Yolanda.
Yes, there is, actually.
Yeah.
It's very important to find, you know, the right lighting. And I think the most important thing about doing animal photography is to not try to control the animal.
Oh, that's a good point because, you know how that is in everyday.
Yes.
You know, they don't like it when we're sort of like trying to move them around and tell them what to do. And so now so do you have people come to a studio or do you come to the home? What do you do?
I go to the home because I like to work in the pet's natural setting where they're most comfortable. Or if there's a park that they like to go to and enjoy running around, I'll go there. Just it's all about the animal. So as long as they're happy, I'm able to get good photos.
Yeah, well, I would believe that because I'm sure it's the same thing with children.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. So I should mention that Yolanda also does regular photography as well. So if you're out there and you need some family photos or you have some kids that need some photos for them for school and stuff, or a wedding and stuff. So she's got, in fact, she brought her business cards in, and this is so fun. I've just been sitting here shuffling through them because there's a different photograph on each of these cards that she's taken, and they're just lovely. And I told her I had to smile. The first one on top was a golden retriever puppy, and I said, you don't know this, but I'm a golden girl. I have three goldens at home.
He was just a precious puppy to work with. I just let him, you know, run around and do his thing, and I was able to work with him, you know, within his restraints to get those photos. So it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm sure with pets in particular, this is one of these where, like, you take a zillion pictures to get those few that are just like gems.
That's absolutely right. You have to take hundreds to maybe get 50 that are fantastic. But, you know, we try to pare it down a little bit,
yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think this whole thing with digital photography really helps with that.
Yes,
so
it does.
Can just snap, snap, snap.
Yes.
Absolutely. So now tell me, when you go and you first come in, are the animals shy when they see a camera come out?
I don't think that they're necessarily shy. Maybe they're a little curious.
Okay.
Some animals are more receptive to it than others. Some are just all around shy, and I'm a new person coming in.
Sure.
So,
sure.
You know, they're not quite sure what to make of me. But I try to, you know, emanate as much love as possible so that they know that what we're about to do is going to be fun for them as well. And I also like to play with my camera a little bit in front of them so that they can see that nothing's going to happen to them. Nothing is going to hurt them or, you know, injure them in any way.
Well, I think that's really wise because, you know, it's that clicky sounds.
Yes.
You know, it's like, because it's not even just looking at something, but there's, you know, there's reflections, there's, you know, the clicking noises, and
yes.
When you change dials and stuff, and, you know, and they're very tuned to that kind of stuff.
Yes, yes. I was working with a horse who, spent hours with this horse, and we were, I don't know, a couple hours into the shoot. And I guess he decided that he just was tired of the clicking noises and just kind of bucked and took off a little bit. So I just kind of waited for him to settle down a little bit, and his owner was able to kind of calm him down, and then we got back to shooting again. So
yeah,
it was fun. It was interesting to see an animal react like that, but it was fun.
Well, I was thinking clicking noises. I know what mine would think. They would think, oh my gosh, is this nail trimming? Because that's the thing that they really don't like. I don't think any animal likes that.
No.
You know, they'll put up with it. But, you know, it's like anytime there's this clicky noise. And how about the flash? Because I know my one Great Pyrenees, if there's a flash like on top of a car or something, that really sort of sets her off.
I usually work outdoors or try to work in a lighting situation. The natural light is the best light for photographs.
That makes sense.
So I always try to work in natural light so I don't necessarily have to use a flash. If I do, I might just, you know, hit it a couple times in a different direction so that they can see that, you know, okay, something's happening, but it may not, you know, they just have to get used to seeing that. And then maybe I'll get a quick photo or two with the flash if I need to.
Okay. Or maybe you can just bounce it against a wall,
yes,
or something like that.
Yes,
to
something to redirect the light.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep.
But, you know, I think that's true, Yolanda. You've brought that up a couple times, but it's showing them what's going to happen before you're doing it.
Yes. I want them to be comfortable. I want them to understand that, you know, this is all about them and being respectful of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can't talk like we do, but they have other ways of communicating. So I try to communicate, you know, via different ways than talking,
right,
sometimes.
Right. But you are, in that sense, you are telling them ahead, because I am going to tell you, you can talk to them. You can tell them exactly what you're going to do. And a lot of them will understand perfectly, you know. So, and I think that you sort of do that now. Like,
yes.
You know, inside you're saying, I'm going to be, you know, flashing this flash a couple times so you can see that it's okay. And you probably say it right to them, don't you?
Yes.
I knew you did. So you do talk to them.
I do. I talk to the squirrels. I talk to the birds. I talk to my cat. You know, I talk to my cats that have passed. I talk to any animal.
Yeah. Well, that's perfect because they all get it, even the one that passed.
That's great.
So I love that. So you're giving them, and that's what we all do. I often tell people that when I do animal communication. Tell your animal what's going to happen, particularly if you're going to the vet. Tell them where you're going. I mean, don't try to, like, fool them because they're not fooled.
No.
You know, they're never fooled. So don't think you're pulling anything over on them. So just tell them right up front what you're doing and what's going to happen that day. And,
that is best.
You know?
Yes.
You know, I often tell people, and particularly when I teach classes, you know, if you treat them like you would treat your children, you would see a world of difference. And I've had people come back to me and say, oh my gosh, this has just made such a difference in my relationship. Because you wouldn't just leave the house. You wouldn't pick up your keys and leave the house and not tell your kids where you were going or when you would be back. Or, you know, but yet we do it with our animals all the time.
And it's sort of sad. The older I get, the more I realize that they need to know what we're doing.
Yeah.
You know, to feel comfortable as well. And now I just can't imagine not treating my furry child like I would my real child.
Right, because you're so used to doing it now. It's second nature.
Yes.
And it becomes second nature just as well. So when you have those, like, squirmy animals, like our one Golden, I mean, bless her little heart, she was such a cutie and so smart, but one of her nicknames was Squirmy Wormy. So what do you do with those?
Oh, that's a good question. Patience. Patience is key.
Okay.
They can be squirmy wormy all they want, but eventually they're going to settle down a little bit, you know, and I try to talk to them and soothe them and you know, I probably like to spend more time petting them than anything because I just love animals, you know, but I try to take a little patience, you know, because I think patience goes a long way because then they start to realize, okay, you know, and if I am mentally telling them, hey, we've got a job to do, you know,
your
family wants these gorgeous pictures of you, you know, can we work together?
Oh, that's great.
So hopefully, you know, communicating like that does help.
Oh, I'm sure it does. I'm sure it does. Because they take their job seriously.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
So they would understand that you have a job that you take seriously, too. I love that. That is so true, you know, so that's great.
It's all about communication.
Yeah, it is. Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
You said something there I was going to come back to, and it totally went out of my head, so I'll come back to it.
Okay.
I'll come back to it. Oh, okay. Well, my goodness, we're all ready for our break, so we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back with more from Yolanda Steinhauer of Yolanda's Works of Art. Hey, everybody, we're back, and my guest today is Yolanda Steinhauer of Yolanda's Works of Art, and we're talking about, she specializes in photography, particularly animal photography, but she does all kinds of photography. So, Yolanda, what do you think about including pets in, like, family portraits and things like that?
Oh, my goodness, absolutely. I think pets are, you know, already part of the family, so why not include them in the portraits?
Mm-hmm.
You know, just they're such an integral part of our lives. They really should be included in any family portrait.
Absolutely. You know, and I've seen such wonderful stuff. Actually, I have a friend, and when her daughter was married, they were taking pictures at home before the wedding, you know, family pictures. And there's Pepper, their little border collie.
Aww.
So they included Pepper in the portraits, and that's the one they have framed.
Oh, that's wonderful.
You know, at home, because, like you said, she's part of the family.
Yes.
I also have a friend that I wasn't there years ago, but on her wedding day, there's actually a picture of her in her wedding gown on her horse. But you know how close people are with their animals, and especially horses.
Yes.
You know, so there's that gorgeous photograph of her on her horse. So just a little thoughts for you.
I love it.
But, you know, so think about that too, people, because I know a lot of people are thinking, and that's the joy of having the photographer come to your home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody's there. You don't have to go somewhere.
Right.
You know, it's so convenient and it's so easy.
Yes.
To include everybody in the family, including the dogs and the cats.
Absolutely.
And everybody. So that's great. I love that. So you've done that too.
Yes.
All right. So how about if people are involved in competitions, like with their horses or dog shows? Or have you done work with that?
I have not done any competition shows, but that's not to say that I'm not up for the challenge.
Okay.
You know, any opportunity that comes along that you know, really forces me to expand mm-hmm. and learn, I'm there.
Okay.
I'm absolutely there. I just, you know, I love being around animals. I love seeing how people interact with their animals, whether it be in competition or, you know, in the family environment. So, you know, I'm always up for a challenge.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, I have a client recently, her daughter does barrel raising.
Okay.
And I don't even know if I'm saying that right, you know, but that's the kind of things that she does. And, you know, with the poles and the barrels and, you know, it's like I saw one photograph that she had taken. But that would be a challenge because talk
yes.
about you're not just standing there.
That's right. That's right.
Those are some fast moving horses and kids. So but that's, you know, and people love that.
It's the excitement. It's the excitement of seeing those beautiful, gorgeous creatures move.
Yeah.
You know, I've done a little bit of work with a horse rescue in Mannheim.
Oh, nice.
And they would take them out into the training area, you know, and, mm-hmm. and run them around. And I've got some really cool pictures of horses with their manes flying in the air. It's so beautiful. The manes going, the tails going. There's a picture of a horse that I got that he's now deceased. I'm sorry, Tipsy Saint. But he's moved on to better pastures.
Mm-hmm.
But he... out of the blue, he decided to lay down in the snow and take a roll. I've never seen a horse do that, but I have fantastic photos of him doing that.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, how cute.
Yes, it was really interesting. I just love being around horses because you never know. You don't know what to expect. So,
no.
So yeah, and I have a picture of a horse, Tucker, who I guess he did not appreciate getting his picture taken so much because he bared his teeth. And the photo, it just looks like he's yelling at me. His eyes are kind of closed and his mouth is open. The teeth are exposed. So it's a lot of fun working with those, you know, with horses especially because you just don't know what you're going to get.
No, I love that. And I'm sure that's with all animals, but that's funny. But, you know, trust your gut, Yolanda, when you
yes.
get, when you think, I think he's yelling at me. Jen believes he's yelling at you.
I have one of them, Andrew, he stuck his tongue out at me because, you know, I was lingering on too long there. I don't know. But I love the challenge and I love to see the different emotions, you know,
yeah.
what they're trying to tell me. And,
yeah.
and
you'll get the thing that we get sometimes with animal communication where we've actually had a dog say, okay, we're done now. You may leave.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, yeah. We actually got that message. And because, you know, and that was, he's like, okay. So, you know, you honor that.
Yes, yes.
You know, and
yep.
it's like they're not being nasty. It's just
no.
like, okay, we're done now.
That's awesome.
You know?
That is awesome. It's all about them.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely, absolutely.
Yes.
And this dog was great about that. That was so, I love that. So now tell me a little bit about how this works. You come out to the home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and about how many pictures do you think you actually rattle off?
Well, from experience, I can tell you probably about 600
wow.
to 600 to 700 pictures.
Okay.
Because animals are fast moving sometimes.
Sure.
You have to be at them. Not in their faces necessarily, but you have to be with them all the time.
Right.
Because you just never know what you're going to get.
Right. You have to be moving with
yes,
them.
Yes. Yes. So I'm always looking for, you know, the opportunity to get whatever I can from them because I never know what I'm going to get.
Right.
Even looking through the lens, I can see what they're doing, but, you know. But
you don't really know until you actually see the picture.
Yes. Yes.
So that's true with all of us when we take pictures.
Yes,
you know?
Especially with kids. My goodness.
Oh, yeah.
You know, same. Kids are free spirits, too, so you got to keep up with them.
Yeah. So as well, so you do family shots with
yes.
So kids as well.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so I love that. So now, so you rattle off like 600 pictures. How do you narrow it down to the ones who you're going to show the client?
Well, that is a very good, tough question. It takes a long time for me. Once I get the photos downloaded, I spend a lot of time just looking at everything in each photo. And some of them, you know, you can tell kind of quickly that
yeah, some of
that
them
this,
are,
no, it's not,
yeah,
you know, it's you not that great.
You can rattle some of those right out.
But I narrow them down to, oh my goodness, probably between maybe 50 and 100, let's say.
Okay.
And then within the 50 and 100, I really get nitpicky. And I try to look at all the lighting and, you know, and just the quality of the photo, the positions and all that good stuff. And that's how I narrow it down to the best. It's
right.
The best of the best is what
yeah.
I do.
Well, that's how you, that's where your artistic eye comes
yes.
in. Because you'll see things that we wouldn't see.
Yes, yes.
You know, that we wouldn't see at all.
I love it. I just,
yeah.
I love it.
All right. So then do you present those in actual snapshots or digitally on a file for people to look on their computer? How do they review the pictures?
I will upload them to a website that they can download the proofs. Of course, they're watermarked because, you know, you don't
right.
know which ones
sure.
you want. So, but I'll upload whatever I feel is the best and then they can just choose whatever they want. Once they've chosen, I send them high-res files that they
mm-hmm.
can take to any printer, send anywhere they want to get printed.
Oh, that's nice. So they
mm-hmm.
have total access to
yes,
that then.
Yes, absolutely. And then if they want, they can also get the images on a disc so that they always have them in case something online happens. They've always got the disc.
Oh, that's great. So they have that backup
yes,
for themselves.
Absolutely.
What about people who don't do computers? I'm thinking about my parents and people of a generation that just don't fool with computers.
Well, there's other ways around that. There are ways around that. I can certainly, you know, print proofs and take them to them and say, you know, here's what we're
right.
working with. What would you like? You know, and of course, I'll take care of the printing then. You know, that's not an issue. I'm able to work with anybody's situation.
Oh, I love that. So
absolutely.
It just takes all the burden off of them.
Yes.
They don't have to go do anything.
That's right.
You know, you bring something to them, they can choose from there, and then
yes.
you can have them printed from them. That's wonderful.
Yep.
Because, you know, sometimes people just don't know how to go about those things, or, you know, they might be older people
mm-hmm.
that are, you know, don't go out a lot, or I love that, Yolanda.
My mom doesn't have a computer, so I have to work with her within her within her means.
yeah, my parents too. It's like, you know, it's like they just never got into that at all, and I understand that, you know, if you haven't. So that's nice to know that
mm-hmm.
They can do that as well. So that's perfect. So now, do you have different packages that you put together? Do people pick different price packages?
Well, that's sort of in the works right now because this is all kind of new for me as far as the business end of things. It's
right.
sort of new. So it's kind of in the works. Right now, the package that I have is like 2 to 4 hours photo shoot, processing all the images, and then, of course, letting you see what images you want to choose, so and getting them on a disc. And for that package, it's about $300.
Okay.
If we go over the 2 to 4 hours, I don't have a problem with that because I love being around the animals, and I love, you know, seeing what I can get.
Yeah.
So, you know, so that's right now. That's the package. For something a little bit more affordable, we'll say, like, maybe, you know.
Right, so you could give people an
yeah.
estimate for something if
oh,
they
absolutely.
Want to do something a little less than that.
Yes.
But that's a lot of your time. I mean, 2 to 4 hours and plus the time that you put in
it is.
Going through the pictures and narrowing down the pictures.
And then post-processing, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, that's a
yes.
lot of time. You know, people think about the time that you're spending, but that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Oh, absolutely.
The time that you're there shooting.
Absolutely.
Because it's all that stuff that you have to do after the pictures are taken.
Yes, and then if my artistic view or my artistic mind kicks in, oh my goodness, well, look out. Then I've got more time invested because I've got to play with this photo, you know,
right.
with different artistic effects to see what it'll look like. So it just, I never know what's going to happen.
I know. It's like, I think people, you know, they think, oh, you're just snapping a picture, but I wanted to make sure that we got that across, how much
mm-hmm.
time and effort is involved in photography.
It takes a lot of time, a lot of effort, but it's all for, you know, the end result,
yeah.
and that is making the client happy, so.
Yeah, and it's a great, great gift idea, you know, even if you want to go with a lower package. And like I said, you know, a gal, you know, saw you on my social media, and they're
awesome.
Thinking about it too, because this is a time, you
yes.
know, if this is something that you've always wanted, this is a great thing to ask for
mm-hmm.
Christmas. I love that.
Absolutely. No weather is too cold or too hot. You know, if there's 6 feet of snow and we've got to go shoot a, you know, an animal
yeah.
out having fun, that's what we have to do.
Yeah, I love that. You'll be ruined the day you said that one.
probably.
When there's 6 feet of snow and you're out. No, I know. People wouldn't do that to you because none of us want to be out there either.
No.
Although, I have to tell you, there's nothing my dogs love better than snow.
Oh.
You know, so you may get you know, called in on that for some other people too, because I'm sure mine aren't the only ones. I mean, my goodness, you know, I have... 5 big dogs, and they love playing in the snow.
It's so fun to see them, you know.
Oh, I know.
It's so fun to see them eating the snow, playing in it, romping around. They're having such a great time. You know, that's what I want to see.
Yeah.
I want to see those guys having a great time.
Just kicking it up. And I would say, like, you know, they make the snow angels. You got all those little puppy angels thing. It's just like, you know, they love the snow.
Aww.
So, you know, you might get called out in the snow one of these days. It's good that you said that. So now, as your website, as you're pulling all this together, I know your website is in the works. Will there be samples of your work?
Yes, actually, I'm also putting together a brochure, but more quickly, I will be putting the website together. I do have a Facebook page that I'm putting samples of different things on, because as I said, I'm a crafter as well as an animal lover, so I have different things on my Facebook page. Yes, there will absolutely be samples. I love to show people, you know, what they can get from their animal by seeing my samples.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. People like to see what other people have done.
Mm-hmm.
It always just makes it so interesting for everybody. So I love that you put that on there, because it's so fun to see, you know, the other things that have been there. So great. I love that you're going to have that on there as well.
Absolutely.
So now... tell me a little bit about some of your other photography work. Have you done weddings and, you know, family portraits? And
I've done engagement shoot. I've done just family, you know, family portraits. Pretty much anything. If somebody needs something done and I can get behind the camera, then I'm all for that.
I know. I love these pictures on your business cards. They're
Thank
so
you.
Great. And, you know, here's a happy couple. So those are great shots there, too. So, like, engagement photos.
Yes.
Or I would imagine you could get some great senior pictures.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, so I know a lot of times people are looking for different outlets for senior pictures for students. And I know the kids would just relate so well to you. And I love this picture on this one card. It's this gal kissing her dog, you know, this in her arms. And, you know, those are the
Julia
kind of shots.
Duncan, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I just, when she was doing that, I said, keep doing it. I want to get, you know, as many shots as I could. So.
Yeah.
And then I applied the artistic effects, so it's a very soft photo, and just popping out, you know, the color in the nose, the tongue, and maybe a little on her cheek. But other than that, it's a sort of a black and white photo.
I know. I like that effect.
It just... You know, it was a perfect photo to do that to. So.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, and that's the kind of stuff you get when you're in people's homes and, you know, they're able to just be themselves, mm-hmm. you know, with their animal as well.
Absolutely.
So, those are perfect. And how about this bird? Do you remember what kind of bird that is?
Her name was Lola.
Lola?
She was a showgirl.
Yeah,
her name is actually
like
Lola.
A showgirl.
I can't not remember. it starts with a C, so please forgive me.
Well,
I don't remember what she... No,
it?
It's not a cockatiel.
I know,
it's something very strange that I've never heard before.
Yeah, but I love this.
But she was a beautiful, colorful bird.
Orange, yellow, green.
Yep, she was just beautiful and so much fun to work with. She definitely has a personality.
Yeah. You know, it's so funny. It's like I didn't know much about birds, but they do.
They really do.
And they live so long.
Yes.
You know, and did she talk? Was she a talker?
She was a talker. She had something to say, for sure.
Okay.
So...
All right, wonderful. I just love this. So, all right, but before we run out of time, Yolanda, let's tell people how to get a hold of you, contact info.
Okay. You can reach me on my cell, which is 717-515-7563, or you can send me an email at yozartworks, that's YOZARTWORX, @outlook.com.
Okay. And also you're on Facebook?
Yes, I'm on Facebook. And my Facebook page is Yoz Works of Art. That's YOZWORXOF, of course, and ART.
Okay, wonderful. All right, wonderful. So if you're thinking about getting some great pictures of your animals or your family or your kids, you know where to go, everybody.
Absolutely. Okay. Right. Thank you.
Thank you, Yolanda.
Heart to Heart is being brought to you by Zunich Advisory Services.
Okay, everybody, that was fun. Yolanda and I were talking just now about some of the things with my dogs and the pictures and stuff. So I really hope if anybody out there has been thinking about getting some pictures, I can tell you, you will have a great time with Yolanda, and your animals are just going to love her. She just oozes that kind of love for animals. I love it. So, everybody, this is the holiday season, and I know many of us are missing loved ones who are not here to share the holidays with us this year. So keep in mind that they do come around. They are with you. And if you'd like to reach out and have some more communication with them, give me a call. You can reach me at my office. The number is 717-968-5289. And I have offices in Hanover and York. And we can get you together with them and do some readings where you can connect with your loved ones on the other side. I do in-person readings, phone readings, and group readings, which are a lot of fun. I have a lot of those coming up. So, you know, if you want to say hello to those that you love that are on the other side, now's a good time to do it. So I'm wishing everybody a good week. It's going to be cold and brisk, and you're going to love it. So have a good one. We'll see you next Tuesday.